happy to have Bills rookie Tre'Davious White in with us. Tre'Davious, how are you? Thanks for coming by.
How you guys doing, man?
Great. What brings you in here on a Tuesday?
My fourth time?
Third or fourth since the draft?
Yeah.
Probably the fourth.
Yeah.
Are you sick of it?
No. Okay. I like being over here.
You know, it's more than some others we can say on the team.
What are you doing in here on a Tuesday? What brings you in here today? Off day, right?
Yeah, it's off day.
What, did your workout in?
Got two of them.
Two of them?
For the week. Got one yesterday and today.
Okay, so you got it out the way.
Yeah, I got it out the way. So the rest of the week I can just chill and watch film and get ready.
Wow. Is it a down day for you? Do you feel like it's a recovery day on Tuesdays typically?
Yeah, because, you know, I finish up with the whirlpool and things and get a massage and, yeah, just relax. And now I can go on to preparation and start back watching film.
Now, for you, you've been playing well, so I'm sure you're getting a lot of calls for interviews. Like, we have you on the show. We requested you to get on the show. I'm sure you're probably getting national interviews and stuff like that. But you're still technically a rookie. Have you settled into this thing? Are you getting more than you expected now that you're playing well?
Yeah, I would say that. That was my whole deal. I just wanted to play well, and I believed in, you know, the preparation, you know, the coaches put me through going back to OTAs, and, you know, my good friend Ryan Clark, what he put me through during the pre-draft process, and my friends over at XOs in Arizona. I mean, it was all building blocks into getting to this point. So with me having the success and our defense having the success, it's not a surprise to me.
How about physically, Tre'Davious, as you go into your 15th game, have you felt or – notice any presence at all of, like, a rookie wall? Like, man, this season is long.
Yeah, but I feel like, you know, that's a mental thing. You know, everybody says, you know, you're going to hit that wall, because I've been pretty much going since last December, nonstop since our bowl game. But I feel like that's mental. And, you know, I just want to be one of the best rookies in the NFL. So I feel like, you know, if I have that mentality that I can get through it and just, you know, just last it the whole season and just play well and prepare well, that I'll be fine. So I don't worry about that.
So I remember my rookie year, I remember thinking when the football season was over, college football, and you got this bowl season, but, you know, you go a month without really playing a game in bowl season, and you're still playing games every week. So I remember thinking to myself, like, man, my season would be over if this was last year.
Yeah, but, you know, I pretty much got myself prepared for it with rest. And, you know, with NFL, we don't practice as much as we did in college. So, you know, the practices are shorter and you got, you know, just longer meetings. But you got a lot of downtime, so I take a lot of naps.
I'm jealous.
I take a lot of naps.
I am jealous. We're with Tre'Davious White, Bills rookie cornerback, who came up with another interception on Sunday, the game-clinching interception on Sunday. Tell me about that play and just about the takeaway mentality you guys had going into that game last Sunday against the Dolphins.
You know, Coach Leslie Frazier, he does a great job of just, you know, emphasizing taking the ball away. He puts up every week and on the board, you know, you'll be a plus two in a turnover differential. Mm-hmm. You know, your chances of winning are 80%. And you take the ball away three times, your chances are like 90-91%. So that's our goal each and every week. If we could take the ball away two times, our chances are, you know, highly to win. So that's what he honed in on, and in practice, you know, we go after it and try to punch the ball out, intercept it, every ball, any ball in the air is out. So we practice that way, so when we go on the field, it's not a surprise either.
When you look back at that interception that you had, was that the easiest interception that you've ever had? I mean, I know you got to be in the right place at the right time, all of that stuff, but, I mean, you threw it right to you.
Yeah. It was a punt return. That's what I said. I mean, you know.
You ain't returning many yards, though.
Yeah, I mean, I had dropped two previous interceptions.
Oh, yeah, I was going to talk to you about that next.
Yeah, before that. So, you know, when I got to the sideline, I was like, I just talked to him. I said, God, just please put me in another position to make that play. I would never fail it again. So when he put me in a position to make it, I was able to, you know, do it. And you saw how I caught it. I put both, like a punt
like
return.
Like a punt, yeah.
I wasn't trying to catch it like that. So, yeah.
The last time we had you on the show, I made some jokes with you about dropping an interception in the game. You caught one after that, just like in this game. Mm-hmm. We got to work on these drops, man. Are you going to get you on the jugs machine or something like that?
I get on the jugs machine between periods and practice, and I don't know what happened, man. It was just a concentration thing, or the moment probably was too big for me or something like that, but – you know, it happens, but I ended up with one, and, you know, I was able to end the game.
When he threw it up to you, did you say, oh, he's throwing that to me?
I couldn't believe it. I couldn't believe it at all, man. I just stood there like this. I said, I'm not going to drop this one.
Yeah.
You said it's a punt return, but you didn't really return it, unlike the interception in Kansas City.
Oh, yeah.
Did you have guys yelling at you, go down, go down?
after, you know what, after the Kansas City game, Kyle Williams almost, you know, almost choked me up, hit me up against the wall. So when I got this one right here, as you can see on the screen, Kyle was the first person it was when to come to tackle me. He was telling me to get down the whole time. So I saw him. So I was like, yeah, it's time to get down. So, you know, he did a great job of, you know, getting on me the last time.
That takes away some of the fun. I know you had fun with that return at Kansas City, but that's just not the time or the place,
it's not
right?
The time. You know, it's all about the team. And, yeah, if I fumble that ball right there or something crazy to happen, those guys get a chance to score and they score and tie the game, you know, who knows how it may go. So
who knows how Kyle might handle it?
Oh, yeah, he probably – he choked me up this time. Yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
He wouldn't restrain himself. We're with Tre'Davious White, who is Bill's rookie corner, having a great year. When the stats come out and Pro Football Focus has you with 18 passes defense this year, those are the official stats, actually, which leads rookies, all rookies in the NFL. Adoree Jackson has 14. Shaquille Griffin has 13. Marshawn Lattimore has 13. Rasul Douglas has 11. You lead the league among rookies in passes defense. Now, that's not interceptions, but that's pretty solid, too, wouldn't you think?
Yeah, I mean, if I could have half of those turned into catches, we'll be talking a different ball game. But, you know,
I mean,
I got to work.
I know you're in the season and you're focused on winning games, trying to get into the playoffs. But do you know all of those guys? Do you talk to those guys? Like, hey, man, I'm one up on you right now.
Hey, me and Marshawn, we text almost every day. You
mm-hmm.
know,
really?
We worked out. Yeah. We worked out at Exos together the whole off season. So, you know, he's a guy that, you know, I talk to a lot. And, you know, he actually texted me before they played the Falcons, and he mm-hmm. was asking me, you know, what do you think about Julio, some things like that, asking me what notes I got on. So we talk about stuff like that also, and we talk about life outside of football You know, he's one of the guys that I'm close to.
You know, at the end of the year, the AP names, they vote on the AP Defensive Rookie of the Year. Mm-hmm. Most people think it is between you and Marshawn Lattimore. Do you guys talk about that at all, or do you feel that?
You know what? I think he was injured for like 2 weeks, mm-hmm. and I ended up getting an interception on two straight weeks. And he texted me, he's like, man, can you just chill out before you? I need to get back on the field before you run away with this thing.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's a healthy competition. It's a healthy competition.
So that means after the season, whoever wins it, if you win it, you got to go over his house and take the award over there. And sit it down. Like, y'all having dinner, just sit it on the table. Boom!
You know he's, like, right there in my stomach, girl. He's right there in New Orleans, like,
mm-hmm.
30 minutes
away. Yeah, exactly.
Where
so take it over there.
I drive right down there to him and show it to him.
In fact, I was looking at midseason. One vote had Lattimore as the Defensive Rookie of the Year and you number two, T.J. Watt of Pittsburgh number three. But it seems like it's a two-horse race at this point, huh?
Yeah, man. I feel like, you know, if we were to go 2-0 these last 2 weeks, definitely helped my stock in that race, you know, and that's the number one thing, you know, that those individual awards are great, but, you know, ultimately for us to end that 17-year streak, that'll be big, and, you know, that probably would boost it a little bit more just because of how historical that'll be.
You know, we're talking about Defensive Rookie of the Year. You've had some highs and you've had some lows this year. How have you battled these highs and – well, not battled the highs, but how have you battled these lows and try to stay balanced?
I just knew just, you know, with playing a position, that would come with it. Playing defensive back and being a young one at that in the first year in this league, it's tough to play it. Mm-hmm. You know, guys study you just as much as you study them. I mean, there's some elite receivers out there each and every week. But ultimately, you know, I have guys that's pretty much been through everything that I've been through this year for years. I got Ryan Clark, Morris Claiborne, got my god brother, you know, Patrick Peterson that I text. I got guys all around the league, you know, that pretty much came from LSU that I'm very close with. So they pretty much been through it, and, you know, they've been doing a great job of just picking me up, you know, when they know that I had a bad game or mm-hmm. not so good.
Tre'Davious White in studio with us, Bills rookie cornerback, with the Patriots game coming up. Just 3 weeks, it'll be 3 weeks after the first Patriots game and 3 weeks since the hit from Rob Gronkowski mm-hmm. on the back of your helmet. What do you think about that a couple of weeks later, and how do you plan on approaching it this week?
Man, ultimately, I just want to go into, you know, Gillette Stadium and win. That'll be the biggest revenge of it all for us to go in there and, you know, into a tough environment and go in and win. That'll be a big deal.
What was it like? I mean, you were facing him. Even on that play, you were actually covering him. What was it like covering him?
Oh, it's a tough task, man. He's a wide-body, strong guy. And earlier, like a couple drives before that, I had an interception in my hand that he actually took from me.
Mm-hmm.
So that just shows, you know, the versatility that he have and the strength that and the athleticism that he have, man. He's probably the best tight end in the game right now. So, you know, it's a tough task. As you can see, last Sunday night, yeah. with Pittsburgh, man. Yeah. He's a matchup. You know, he's a mismatch for anybody that's trying to guard him.
Rookie, Tredavious, as a rookie, do you have – yeah, rookie. Hey, rookie. No, as a rookie, do you have any thoughts about NFL discipline? So Gronkowski gets the one-game suspension with that hit, and we look at Thomas Davis two games for his hit the other day. Does that add up for you? Do you have any thoughts about that?
You know what? Actually, I didn't see the Thomas Davis hit, but, you know, I've been getting a lot of tweets about it, you know, how he got two games and Gronk got one. But – ultimately, it don't come down to, you know, what I think or what anybody else think. You know, the league has a strict policy on how they handle things like that, and they feel like one was more severe than another. So,
I wanted to there was, after the hit from Gronkowski, after the Patriots game, some callers of this show, questioned your teammates' response, you know, to Gronkowski. I don't know if they were looking for an all-out brawl or what. Were you happy with the way your teammates responded to that hit that couple
weeks ago? Yes. I feel like, you know, I'm not the no one player is not more important than the team. So if we was to start a brawl, who knows how that thing may go? We probably would have lost, you know, because Preston was there. You had Pitts. We had Jordan and Michael right over there. So, you know, those are three key guys that we need. So if they was to start a brawl and get suspended for a couple games, it wouldn't be worth it, or cause, you know, more penalties. It wouldn't be worth it. So, you know, the pause that we have, you know, that it shows, and it just shows the character of guys that we have.
So just to be clear on the Gronkowski thing, you go into this game this Sunday looking for revenge, but revenge on the scoreboard, not on the field.
Oh, no, nothing dirty. I've never been, you know, a guy that's tried to get it after the whistle or something like that. You know, we're gonna try to get it on the scoreboard, and that'll be the sweetest thing.
You've now played almost through a full season, and we always talk about trash talk. Now, you don't seem to be a trash talker, but receivers can sometimes be that. Who's
the biggest trash talker?
The biggest trash talker, yeah.
No, nobody's gave me trash talk.
Really?
I think trash talk starts when, you know, it goes back and forth. But, no, I don't talk trash at all, man. I don't see – that's just a waste of energy. You know, and then, you know, you just – no, I never seen, you know, the big deal in trash talking and stuff like that.
All right, well, you're talking about energy.
Yeah, wasting energy.
And we got to talk about this dance dancing that you're doing on the field. Now, for me, I don't know what you're doing out there. I'm trying to figure out, is this something, some Louisiana type of stuff?
Yeah, most people.
What's the name of it? I need some info.
Okay, you know, this is a Baton Rouge thing. We call it jigging.
Okay.
So it's just, you know, just getting out of your body, just trying to just be energized. You know, this is the way we dance back home. You know,
in the club?
This is how we dance back home. We jig, you know. So, but a lot of people don't understand it, but, you know, I just got to bring some of that Southern swag up here and just try to, you know. But ultimately, the crowd love it.
Yeah.
Once I start doing it, I can hear, you know, the difference in, you know, how loud it gets. So, you know, I'm going to try to see if we can continue to do that along the way.
Y'all call it jigging, okay.
Yeah, we jig.
Y'all see, jigging the jig. Club. See, it's interesting because
my guy right here, he don't like what I did.
The ref?
He didn't like that.
He looking at you like, what is he doing right now?
we call it jigging.
Me, I was thinking the same thing. What is he doing? But, you know, everywhere you go, me being from Jersey, we have our own thing. You go down south, it's something totally different. And you're like, what? Yeah. What is he doing right now?
Yeah.
Well, it doesn't seem to matter what the music is, because the other day, Sunday, against the Dolphins, you were dancing to that stupid Hawaiian Christmas song, that Bing Crosby song.
I know.
Yeah.
It was a key third down. You know, the crowd got to get loud. We trying to disrupt, man. Those guys had some explosive receivers, man. So we just tried to throw off the communication. You know, Jay Cutler, you know, we just tried to get it loud so he couldn't hear.
So it doesn't matter what the music is.
It don't matter.
So you're basically dancing to your own beat.
Oh, yeah. I got my Louisiana jig music.
Oh, so that song is in your head.
My Louisiana jig music. It's not a song. It's several songs. It's just a swag that we have.
Well, what you got to do is you got to try to get, you know, the guys who handle the music in the stadium. This is for next year. You got to get them to play some Southern music in there. They can cut out.
Oh, yeah. I feel like, you know, I have a little pool next year to try to get in there. I'll try to get one or two songs.
Win defensive rookie of the year first. Then maybe you get some.
Maybe I get a little pool. We get to the playoffs. I get a little leverage.
All right. Hey, Tredavious, last time you were here, I think it was late October, you made us all sad. You talked about how you're feeling kind of lonely. Are you okay now? Is it any better now?
Yeah, I'm good. I actually picked my son and my girl up from the airport at 5 o'clock to 5:06 to be exact. So I'm feeling good.
Today?
Yeah.
Oh, excellent.
You got all your Christmas shopping done?
No, we finna start that right now.
So
I'm way behind.
I was in the mall last night and got to go today.
Yeah, I'm way behind. Yeah.
It'll get there. It'll get done. All right, Tre'Davious, thanks very much. Good luck. And folks can vote for you, right, for the Pepsi Rookie of the Week. And that is up right now, I think, if you go online right. for the Pepsi Rookie of the Week.
Oh, I'm up for that this week?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Well.
Yeah.
Hopefully I can get that.
Yeah.
And that could be a jump start.
Yeah, get you going for Defensive Rookie of the Year. Tre'Davious, thanks very much. Great to see you.
All right, thank you.
Keep dancing.